welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky have an epic journey across 10 different wines from 6 different countries to determine what is the best wine that you can get in the $2 for $3 bin at your local grocery store. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. And tonight, I'm joined by, maybe for the last time, Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Less than enthusiastic. Right. We're going to be tortured tonight, folks. Torture.
This is not an episode where we tell you what we're doing so that you emulate it. This is like basically... I don't know what we've done. Honestly, I don't know what we've done to deserve this.
Well, I'm putting myself through it, too.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
But you're the one that chose this.
I did.
Scott and I would never have chosen this.
That's true. You wouldn't have the keen eye like I did. As you heard on the open, what we have here tonight, we have 10 wines from 6 different countries. The countries specifically are Italy, France, Spain, Portugal, North Macedonia, and Bulgaria. Now, you're like, what the how the hell are you going to drink 10 full bottles of wine?
That's my concerns as well.
But we're not. We are drinking these, our 187s. 187 milliliters. So a split, folks. A quarter bottle is what this is.
Wait. Can one truthfully call the container for this a bottle when we're talking about... something that should carry wine, and it's made of
plastic.
Or for the French varietals, plastique.
Plastique, yes. This is actually a sampler box. Sometimes, allegedly, it's called Winter Wine Box. Google that, folks. You'll find it will come up an Advent calendar, and there are 24 wines actually in the collection. You can go out and try to collect them all yourself, just like Beanie Babies or some shit like that.
Don't.
I know. And so you'd open a bottle every day during December, assuming that you'd make it that long. And it was like an advent calendar with this wine.
So I think it's important when you're like listening to this in the car that you don't think this is an old episode.
It's
the middle of January.
Well, that's the thing. The winter wine.
And advent.
Yeah.
Is in December.
Well, the winter wine box... was on retail was $70 of people's money. And people just said no. And so now...
some people said yes, I'm sure.
And they said no. They didn't. They said,
you said yes.
It was Martini and Rossi. But I said yes to... they have big bins. $2 for $3 the bottles are now.
So I have a question.
Yes.
When they came for Advent...
mm-hmm.
Could you buy them all at once?
Yeah, it was in a box.
But you bought them separately.
Yes, because it wasn't...
they broke it down.
They broke it down
and resold it.
Yes, they did.
They were so successful with these advent calendar wine packages that they decided to break them down and put them in the grocery carts in the checkout aisles.
No. They actually have like a stand-up kiosk kind of thing for it. It's not a grocery cart. It's not as trashy.
I'm so interested in how they did that because a lot of... I work in supply chain. You don't normally have a SKU that you can purchase within a SKU, an overall overarching SKU. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is a UPC.
Wondering
if
liquor laws applied to this. Do you think potentially this is another one of the wine guy's deals where he's gone in and damaged goods? So that he can get it at a cheaper price.
I feel like we can't do this episode because Scott and I might be an accessory to a crime you committed.
Too bad.
Maybe even worse than murder.
Becky already tried to claim that these wines might not be gluten-free, which is asinine. She's tried everything in the book.
I tried to claim that they might not be battery acid-free.
Well, I never said that.
There's one good thing about this.
What?
I'm very excited about one thing, and I'm going to probably hold on to this forever. I can never, ever again be criticized for bringing that into your house.
Well, yes, but these are $1.50.
So. Doesn't matter what the price is.
Although, if you... Okay, that's not so cheap. Now, what we're doing tonight, though, 10 different wines. Three of them are red blends. Fuck, who knows what that is? Four of them are varietal specific, and three of them are just from France. And France just is going to have to explain themselves in their own little grouping. I don't know what France was thinking about. Bulgaria doesn't have anything else going on. But, I mean, North Macedonia, what the fuck? And, I mean, Spain classically makes bad decisions. And Italy, you know, I mean, Italy had Mussolini. So, you know, they had some bad decisions, too. So, I mean, I don't know where Germany is, but apparently they set this one out. Well, that's okay. You should. You're going to feel a lot more uncomfortable when you consume this stuff. So, folks, we're going to take a break. And then we're going to come back for the madness here on the Wine Vault. Hey, everybody. It's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. Shut up. Anyway, we're back. God damn it.
I think actually that's a great thing to lead in. But yes. What do you think of this?
Yeah, who gives a fuck? Anyway, so how we're scoring tonight, we're going to be doing this on a 5-point scale, which includes half points. So half, one, one and a half. You don't get the drift. I doubt it'll be anything higher than that. We're also going to do things in little groupings, although the overall winner of this competition will, you know, it doesn't matter. So the first grouping that we're doing are red blends. What is that? Who fucking knows? But then again, fucking knows on all this shit?
The truth is we don't know because none of it's printed and you can find no information on these wines.
Fair enough.
Honestly, respect calling it a red blend more than I would.
Would you?
Yeah.
Respect?
Yeah. Then like we have something down here that's a Bordeaux.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
don't give it away. In this first grouping,
I respect a red blend.
Well, yeah, at least they're not
more
trying.
More than a varietal. I feel like a stupid person saying that.
I get your point. Yeah, you respect the fact that they're lazy.
They're taking some artistic license with the wine varietals.
They're saying, ah, fuck it. And you know, it's like, they said, ah, fuck it. So what the hell?
Speaking of a stupid person saying that, what's this first wine called?
The first wine is called Hipster Hayden.
Wait, that's not right.
No. Don't look at that. Just find it on there.
What?
It's number two on the list.
Number two on the list.
Why isn't it one on the... What?
He changed the format.
He changed the format.
All the red blends.
Yeah, all the red blends.
Then all the cabs.
I think you'll be able to find it. You'll be all right.
Then all the French
Bordeaux. You'll be all
right. Bordeaux.
You'll be all right. Trust me. You want to be mentally off kilter, so then when
outrageous.
It's just
I
like...
I took two Tylenol before I came down here.
Good plan.
Good.
Scott was like, I think you need like Maalox.
It's like when you stun the animal before you kill him. That's what I just did. So there we go.
To me?
No. Just take that with a look. Anyway, Hipster Hayden is the first.
I'm so upset.
In this grouping, Via Bacci from Spain. And then the interesting one, Lightning Strikes Again, a red blend from Portugal. Now, I would like to point out.
Okay.
What?
So Rob made this. I would not have done it. Also, his handwriting's really bad.
Oh, kiss my
ass. He put a lot of initials and numbers
with
all
a key
over the
at
place.
The top that you should be able to read.
But the key is so funny because it's like S means Spain, P means Portugal, but N M. Can I spoil it?
North Macedonia.
Oh, you already said it?
Yeah. I did that for you.
What? What wine is...
It's a country, North Macedonia. What? What's your question? What wine? There's one wine from North Macedonia. Yeah. It's not in this grouping. It's varietal specific.
I am a touch shocked that you didn't at some point try to make that a secret wine for me and Scott to have to try to guess.
Oh, trust me. There's other secret wines.
Big idea,
there.
Merlot.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Okay. So, I just...
Yeah, I know. Starting in the glass, though, first.
Next time you do this, would you
I'm
do
not
it
doing this
in,
again.
Like, a Excel sheet and type it and then have, like, a column for each thing instead of this?
Yes, yes.
And use artificial intelligence to evaluate the wine, so we don't have to drink this
The
bullshit.
Next time I find 2 for $3 in the bin, yes, that's what I'll do. Well, they do have whites,
Did
so maybe
you
I'll do that.
Did you story of how you originally presented it to me?
I don't remember the
you
story.
You were like, I bought 8 bottles of wine today.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I sure did.
You bought 8 bottles of wine? And he was like, yeah, for sure I did. And I was like, Rob, how much money did you spend?
And I bought this stuff, too. So, so on the website, if you're there, on the Hipster Hayden, there is a bird with a hat and sunglasses on there. I'll pass this over to Becky so she can look at the bottle. She can't see from me.
There's like...
It's dumb.
Literally nothing going for this.
Everything about all these labels are things that you could find on the internet, and you put it on a label
like
and print it yourself.
Images.
Oh, it is. I don't know why there'd be a bird with a bow tie and glasses and a hat.
I
top
think
hat.
That the bird is supposed to be a hipster, right? And his name's Hayden?
Dressed like... Yeah. Hayden is a hipsterish name. From Italy.
I
Or it's a head football coach. Where's...
Yeah, Hayden Fry. Yeah. Yeah.
Bottle cap.
Feel like to complete glasses. The alliteration, it should have been something that starts with an H and not like a crow or whatever that is on the.
Oh, yeah.
Hipster Hayden the crow, like that doesn't.
They ran out of creativity a long time ago.
Maybe it's a raven.
Like a horse would have been
or
better.
Or a grackle.
A horse's ass taking a shit. That would be good. I like that. Anyway.
This is I means Italy.
Whoa. A celebrated table wine. If this is on the website. A good table wine is a wine made by the people for the people. Hipster Hayden is totally approachable. Red blend made for people who just want to enjoy a glass of wine in the kitchen after a long day. So be sure to share Hipster Hayden with like-minded friends when it's time to decompress, ideally with cheese, pasta, or methamphetamines.
I have a question. If
yes.
we like these, can we buy a full bottle?
No.
Or is it? Are we just Probably like?
No. I don't think so. But you could buy a lot of the little ones. I don't think they. I don't know. In the glass, though.
It has like a. What is that?
The glass
it's sulfur?
In the glass, it's slightly less than opaque.
It's slightly less than opaque. Yes, it's slightly cloudy. Maybe just a touch of a cranberry.
And there's like a sugar, and there's maybe like a sulfur, and maybe like a Dawn.
Well, there is a sulfur element, which would tend to suggest that this wine is flawed in some fashion.
What? I'm shocked and surprised.
Cherry cordial, a little menthol.
And soap.
That's a clean cherry cordial. I mean, it's not one of those dirty ones. It's Italian.
It smells like it has a soap film on it.
Maybe it does. Maybe it
does. Does your smell like that, or do you just not rinse my glass?
It smells like ass, kind of. But it smells like fruity clean ass. So if somebody had a decent deodorant on and they just washed their ass, there you go.
I'm going to point out that as the benefit of the nose, it's not burning my nostril hairs, so
no,
I'm
true.
Hopeful that it doesn't have a large component of battery acid.
Yes, Scott, by the way, here is a craft of water to rinse glasses. So in case you're, and there's the big Eyinger mug.
I think we're going to need another one of those.
The Germans are involved today.
I'm not smelling any oak either.
Oak?
I'm not. I mean, I drank it and it has oak on. It's oaked.
Oh, not real oak. It's chips.
This tastes like oaking. It's so faint. I can't imagine it being chips. Can you? You think that this Italian wine was made with oak chips?
Okay. Do you really think that they have
this Italian wine.
You think that they
Italian.
You think that they have the kind of ethics to actually follow what's on the label. Okay. It starts off okay. Pale red fruits.
There's barely, I mean, it is like lighter body than the lightest Pinot.
That's okay, though. Palatable. Where it gets a little heavy is on the finish, where it has the faux oak, and it does have a little bit of the sulfur elements coming through there. Not a horrendous amount, but enough. The wine is decent. It is a decent... We've had worse things in bigger bottles.
God, yeah. Okay, but I'm going to push back on one thing. I think you're skipping something very major. Maybe this is what you're calling sulfur, but I don't call it sulfur. There is a extremely sour...
Well, the whole wine is sour. That's
sour.
More the oak.
Sour. Yeah, it is sour the finish. On the end.
And it gets a little mealy,
like,
too.
I got you sour drank long it. Before you get to the oak.
It took a while because it is lengthy. It has a lot of length.
So does stomach bile.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I just got the sour. Mm-hmm. The hard thing for me when we do stuff like this is it makes my stomach curl quickly.
You can spit it out.
Well, I mean, I've had like 4 sips. I think I'm done.
Yeah.
It is much more palatable than I imagined.
It is palatable.
I will say that.
But yes, I'm going, yes.
I've had way worse things like... It's not even as bad as, like, hooch out of someone's bathtub. Like, it's really not.
I don't think it's a lot worse than Borsal.
No. It depends on which Borsal you're talking about.
Last one I had.
The best... I've got to agree that the front palate, the fruit, it's too, but it is palatable. And the other thing, although it is... Bad oak. We've had a lot
worse
oaking.
Yeah.
We really, really have. Whether it's chips or actually oaked or not.
Mm-hmm. Now, one other exercise, folks, about this is we're curious as to whether or not all the wines taste exactly the fucking same.
That's something
we don't know yet. I can tell you, though.
Somebody out there is laughing. And
having had Soulful Blues, no, they don't. But
all the wines in different label bottles when it's actually... One wine.
Well, one of these wines tastes like a damn chainsaw coming at you. That doesn't normally have a flavor to it, but it does.
One of these wines just doesn't belong here.
But the hipster Hayden is, you know, it's okay. Okay. As a matter of fact, does everybody have a score for me?
I think we tally the scores at the end.
Well, you want to keep it secret?
Well, what we can do is... It's up to you.
Well, I mean, I gave.
But also, if we scores will go along, then we can modify based on relative things.
Fair enough.
And we can go off air, and I can tally, and then we'll have some fun.
Fair
enough.
We have rinsed our glass. Becky, would you like me to pour this out?
Yeah,
that's a highly.
Are you sure you don't want to save this for later? I can. No, you don't.
We could like put it in one of the Turley bottles.
Yeah.
No response.
I think Turley has a wine like this. It's called their Spit Bucket at their winery. And that's the one in Paso. Ooh, you don't want
to. And you're not decanting any of these.
I'm opening them right before we're consuming them because I don't know what will happen if I leave it open too long.
I think that one would have almost evaporated.
Yeah, it's not a very strong wine. Here you go,
next
Scott.
Up is the Viabocchi.
Bocce. Pronounce it correctly.
Bocce balls.
It's like being on an airplane opening these little minis. Oh, look at that. Anticipating.
That's good.
Yeah, I just need like a splash.
Well, just, you're not going to waste it.
That's funny.
Oh, jeez. Don't hurt yourself.
Funny.
Just because it's in your glass doesn't mean you have to drink it, mind you.
You're filling yourself more.
Because yeah. I'll just pour it out.
I think I would recommend not even consuming all the bottle because it's just going to be
this
poured out anyway.
Really bad.
Viabocchi. I have to go to the menu here, and I'll give you some thoughts on the Viabocchi. This is from their website.
It's really...
In Spain, the most famous Cordilla del Toros is held in Pamplona. The bowls were... Okay, whatever. If it doesn't...
Don't need to help you.
Who fucking knows? The power of Viabocchi is kind of like that. Bowls running down the street, yeah.
They're comparing this wine to the...
Running the
bowls.
That's
yeah.
Fair. The nose is...
Well, let's just smell. Does it smell like the bowls?
Yeah.
The manure?
Well,
it's pretty bad. It's a really rough nose.
It smells like a, well,
a barn stall.
That's not bad though. But
well, depending on what it is.
Okay. This is the it does
the
have
look like? I've been
Oh, it's
it.
A little more classic. It has a wine press on it. Still stock
Interesting.
Photo.
It's nice.
Yeah. It I like the horsiness on the nose. Ugh. However, there is some Lifesavers in the background. So if you like Lifesavers and horse stalls.
I mean, which flavor Lifesaver?
I don't know. A cherry. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
I'd get nothing but the
I can't see past the horse stall.
And,
it is
and
rough.
You know, I want that to be barnyard.
I do.
I want that to be horse stall, but I'm not sure that it is.
I honestly, like, I think it's barnyard, but I'm also like, is it spoiled?
Is it,
no,
is
no,
it,
no.
Is it something worse than barnyard? Is it
you
death?
You said no.
No, this is the finest. It's even a tinted plastic bottle. Look at that shit.
Plastic.
It's plastic. Look.
I
you can't break that shit.
I don't know why I thought they were glass.
Do you see? So it's very, very, very translucent, but.
Uh-huh.
Swirl it and look in there and let the light come through it.
I don't want to look at it that closely.
There's a little brickishness coming out of that.
The last one had a little brickishness too.
That makes me nervous.
Well, there's Tempranillo. It looks a little bit like Tempranillo. Tempranillo looks is this color. I mean, it's Spanish, so it's probably there's quite a bit of Tempranillo in it.
Or it's BPA coming out of the plastic.
Well, there's that
being
but
leached out by the battery.
It does a. It does look like a Tempranillo, slightly dark cranberry hue.
But the nose would make me think there's some Grenache in there.
Why not? Yes, the
because
nose.
Because barnyard. If you're going to go barnyard and you go to Spain, you got to go Grenache.
In the cheaper realm, you're right. They do smell like shit. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. Here we go, Becky. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm not.
This is hard. Falling. Squishy stuff in a barnyard.
Here we go.
Maybe in a stall to fall in squishy stuff from a horse. Oh. Becky, you have to play along. If I have to do this, you have to do this.
That's not that bad. Now the finish gets, once again, a little bit off kilter and sour. But the front palate tastes like a Spanish wine. Not a good one.
Oh,
but
there's something sharp in
there. Oh, yeah. The finish gets
not
almost.
The finish. Oh.
That's
the finish. And I'll be honest, as I was pulling air over it without really consuming it.
I don't mind it.
I got.
I wish we had a video of Scott right now.
Something like. Okay, this is just my imagining what this was. I'm having acupuncture on my tongue, and vinegar was laced on the acupuncture needles.
Okay, it does have a slight.
That was my impression as well. There's something really, like, I was going to say acidic, trying to be
well,
sour.
Yeah,
more,
yeah.
So much more
trying
sour than the hipster Hayden.
Yeah.
It is.
Vinegar is a good word. There's a vinegar lower level to this.
Yes, but it's not the worst thing we've ever drank before.
It's not the worst, but and if I'm naming 30 things I want in a wine, vinegar is not one
it
of
is,
them.
Yeah. It is sad because you've got that major, major, major flaw, and then out behind it pops up something
it's
that. It's not bad, but it's bad. The flaws are the flaws.
Right.
It's not good.
You're trying to defend these, Rob. It's got vinegar in it.
It's.
What makes it have a vinegar layer?
Acidity.
Well, I mean, but like.
I mean, you can have a wine turn to vinegar.
But this isn't that. I think it's just really underripe grapes. Just,
and for me that was just
vegetal
how it presented
grapes.
On the tongue as I was pulling air over it, that sense of vinegar.
And I think, in my opinion, they probably are blending the living shit out of this stuff in big vats to try to eliminate some of the less desirable traits that the grapes are showing. And they're doing about every kind of damn cheap trick they can in the book to get something that just is drinkable. in small amounts.
So they might have used that previously for vinegar, and you know, control.
I think you're overstating that a little bit.
For sure.
But it's not as sharp as that, but it is somewhat metallic naturally. I mean, the acidity is just way off because you just have really, really green grapes. It's palatable. Once again, it's palatable. It's okay. Would you drink a 750 of this? Fuck no, you wouldn't. You couldn't. You'd get, once again.
Would you drink a glass of this? No.
I'm done with it. But
I am too. Scott's done. He's already.
There are some people with iron stomachs out there.
Would you drink it on a beach? Would you drink it with a leech?
I drink.
You take how many sips?
I would drink a conga.
Would you drink it with green eggs and ham?
About three sips.
Would you drink it?
Your last one, I think it curled your...
That was Flavor Town right there.
You know, when you taste something...
It gets a little more acidic every time, folks.
Each of us understand this feeling, but to our listeners at home, you know, when you have something bad and it like goes down your spine, that's what just happened to Rob.
Well, it's the more the air hits it...
I'm done to you.
It starts falling apart. I mean, these things... These are really, really, really cheap wines. And so when the air hits these things, drink it straight from the bottle. You know? Be a fiend. I don't know. Okay, there you go. There's no wine left in the glass. You still put water in there. It swirls and it's almost rosé. And they do have rosés.
Drink it at the end.
They do have rosés.
Who's going to drink the mug?
Whoever loses.
Rock, paper, scissors?
That's right. And next, in the red blend category, we have Lightning Strikes Again. And this is from Portugal. Portugal is even an offender here. Scott, can I see your glass here? Bring it closer. There we go.
What's the label look like?
Oh,
that's darker. Look at that.
Hey.
I will say, when you're pouring it out, it kind of looks like, because the label's hidden, it looks almost like tonic-y coming out of the bottle.
It's a finger pointing down at the ground with clouds around it.
Do you think that's like the hand of God?
Lightning strikes again. No, hey, no. I would say put the cap back on it.
Doesn't that look like some weird tonic someone carries just... in like a Mary Poppins carpet bag?
So we're
it's a Monty
not
Python
really consuming hand. An entire 175 what? ml.
Monty Python.
167. What's the volume on this?
187.
187 ml, and on the third plastic bottle, we're not even emptying the 187 ml because we want to save space in our disposal mug.
Oh, this smells like
good fucking God.
It's white lightning.
And it has like a... It's been a minute since my nose hairs got singed.
Wow. Here it is. Ooh. Lightning strikes again as something for you. Big, bold, dry, and full of power. It's no surprise that even Shakespeare had to add Portuguese wine into his famous works. There's not a red blend that's more dramatic, mesmerizing, and more importantly, brimming with fruit. You'll find blackberry, fig, plum, and even clove in your glass.
Clove's not a fruit.
Well, they don't. Okay. Well, this isn't a wine.
Really, like, didn't it just give you a nose hair singe?
That's turpentine right there.
Saying lightning maybe refers to that shot of it that just came up all of our noses.
If you are tired.
I'm going to tell you something I've grown to respect more in the last 15 minutes.
What's that?
Wines produced from Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan.
I thought you were going to say COVID.
Well, wines made from COVID.
All right. Were you tasting it?
It has very sharp red fruits and a lot of evergreen.
And a lot of purple death.
Oh, and it's something.
It's like...
What the fuck? I'm not drinking it. What the
hell? I think there's maybe Pine Sol.
I don't even want to know.
But there's something chemically in with the Pine Sol.
It's it's like almost an iodine kind of...
Yeah. Now I'm
going
to have to smell it like a third time.
No,
that's the worst.
In Western PA,
that's bad.
If you got the least little splinter or a cut or whatever, it was methylate.
I don't do this anymore.
Methylate, which I believe is iodine.
You got your hopes up because the first two were Fine. Fine.
Four seconds, he hasn't died yet.
You like it?
His head is...
No, I think he likes it. I think that's the look of love.
Hey, Rob. I think he likes it.
Look, that's the look of love, don't you think?
Or the look of consternation.
Look of like...
Concentration.
How does it do that? It starts off as bubblegummy.
His eyes are watering.
And then it goes into an acidic cherry bomb. It's acidic as hell, and the cherry. And
just trying to draw you in, Becky. Don't do it. Don't do it.
And it also has a little bit of
a bad pack of bubble.
Also, gypsum on the finish. Have you ever had a mouth pressing? You know, or like where they're doing denture work or whatever. Scott, you know about this.
When I tell you I took a drink, I have about four drops, and the oaking is going to last me for a month.
That's the dumbest tasting wine I've ever. That's not even a. No one's ever said that wine tastes
not
dumb.
Dumbest.
That tastes dumb. But how do you have bubblegummy and then it finish? It's like it's almost like a two part. And you don't like, yes, I know, you just got the second part. So very sharp, acidic cherry, and then what is it? Gypsum. You're doing a mouth mold for like braces and shit like that?
Yeah, or like you know, if you get drywall dust in your mouth.
Yes.
It's gypsum dust.
Yeah. It's horrid. That's not a good wine, Portugal. I don't know why you thought that was good, even though I don't think you even knew this was made. So that's not going to get a good score. Okay, so far this is a very bad wine. Lightning Strikes again. What did they have another wine that said was just called Lightning Strikes? That's what I want to know.
I know you missed it.
Yeah, I missed it. It was on last year's. Well, I don't think we're going to drink the rest of this. Oh my God, it's bad. That's just like, that's hardcore bad. There is bad, and then there's this. This is just, oh. All right, let's get rid of that.
And I can't get that taste out of my mouth. No, I can't get it out of my mouth.
I've had the same problem before, but I didn't mind. So, I don't want to talk about it, though. Well, maybe I will. Maybe you'd rather hear that than drink the rest of the wine. Triple B might even sign in for that one.
Probably not.
She's like, I'd rather listen to Wilford's read War and Peace.
This is a stronger taste if you want it. That's why I picked.
I was going to eat my own arm.
Rob compared it to chorizo, and I have to say it's got a nice...
I could see that. Has he told you how much Maggie loves salami?
Maggie loves salami.
I'm not surprised.
And pretzels.
Some kids enjoy those types of lunch meats.
Luke lives for turkey.
Yeah, he does. And salad.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the Gibson kids go for salami.
Yeah.
One doesn't.
Yeah.
All right. Well, folks, that concludes the Red Blend section of the show. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to have the varietal-specific wines here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, on to the varietal-specific wines. The first of these being, from Italy, the Soprasotto Cabernet Sauvignon. It's IGT, by the way, Scott.
Ooh.
Did you know that? Yeah. Rubicon. You see that Rubicon? Look up what that means. I don't know what that means. Rubicon. The next wine, Becky's already mentioned this, from North Macedonia. Big Idea Merlot, because that's something that they would know what it means in North Macedonia. Very exciting. Has light bulbs on there.
Does anybody really believe that Macedonia produces Merlot?
Yes, they do, actually. But okay. Do they make it good?
Okay.
And the next one from Spain, Cante Grande Grenache. It has a flamenco dancer on the label. Very, very seductive, Scott.
No, I think of all the labels to date, I think I like that the most best.
And then from Bulgaria, the wine from Scott's favorite magazine, Great Grizzly Cabernet. Scott's a big fan of American Grizzly, the magazine. Yeah, check that out, folks. Not at work, of course. And this is their Cabernet from Bulgaria. Very exciting. And there's a bear on the label, naturally, since it's called Grizzly. We're going to start off with, and Scott is absconded with the Soprasotto, but we won't do that first. We will do the lightest of the four. I'm going to presume that that is Cante Grande, Grenache from Spain. So, I can already see through it. This is in a tinted bottle, folks, and I can see through the wine through the tinted bottle. This is not a heavy wine. So, I'm going to pour it in Scott's glass. Oh, my God. That's the most pale thing.
You said it's not a white wine? Heavy?
Good wine. That's what I said.
I don't know why you're pouring so much.
What's the difference? You're just going to pour it out anyway. That way I don't have to pour it out a second time. Currently on the Spotify playlist.
Do you think it, like, when we pour all this down our kitchen drain, do you think it's going to be like a Drano type?
Could be. Or just make the house explode. Currently on the Spotify is Keep It on the Down Low by R. Kelly, Becky's favorite artist. But this wine
has a slate nose.
Slate. It almost looks like a rosé. This is one of the most translucent wines I've ever seen in my entire life. Smells like muddled menthol and strawberry jam.
Okay, maybe it's because I can kind of relate to an inventor like, you know, Alexander Graham Bell.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Inventor of the light bulb, Albert Einstein, and the play on light bulb and a big idea.
Yeah, but this...
I can relate to that. So this, in my mind, is the to point.
Well, dipshit, this is Cante Grande. This isn't Big Idea Merlot, dork. This is this one. The Cante Grande. It's a Grenache. You can hold on to that, Scott. Restate that, and I'll just edit it all out. You won't sound like a fool.
Wait, I'm so confused.
Yes, this one. Cante Grande.
Yeah.
So why
actually,
did you
I
show
like that label
Big
too.
Idea Merlot?
Well, because I was showing them all.
What?
I showed them all to everybody. It's very exciting.
So this is Cante Grande Grenache from Spain.
Yes.
Number five, but it's also number eight. But it's also number four.
Yeah, in the glass, this makes your lightest and most translucent Pinot Noir look dense.
Well, this wine, the description on the website, Cante Grande is made from Grenache, Spain's star grape. Well, Tempranillo also. And one that winemakers here are having a lot of fun with experimenting. We're making fresh, light styles that don't hold back on the complexity. In your glass, you'll find raspberry, plum, and pomegranate fruit, followed by floral and peppery aromas.
False. I'll be honest, though. I did get very sweet raspberry.
If I was looking at this wine and didn't know what it was, I would guess it was a fruit wine. Like, I really would. Or raspberry or strawberry
it's
wine.
Very sweet. The nose for me is raspberry gelatin.
And there's
gelatin. I like that.
Slate. I think there's a minerality to it, and I am judging myself, but I do believe there is one.
I would say sweet red fruits because it smells like an amalgamation of raspberry, strawberry, rhubarb.
If you say pomegranate, I'm gonna throw a bottle of water at you.
I don't know.
I think he was thinking more mango chutney, but
yes. Oh, see, she brought it up. Yeah, I'm gonna start reading this shit too. It's great.
I will go upstairs.
Grenache is
between
kind of...
drinking.
No, I'll make you drink it in your sleep.
Done.
Oh, Scott drank it. Oh, my God. He's not dead.
Right. Bo even has his paws over his head like he knows what we're...
Huh.
There's like almost nothing until the finish.
Yeah, and there's nothing really good about this wine.
No.
the biggest flaw is there's a touch of yeastiness. There's, it's like you said, Becky, almost nothing till you get to the finish. There's almost no expression of fruit.
But once again, it's the, it's like the groundswell of oak.
A bad oak.
Yes.
But again,
what else is there?
Not horrible oak. It's just this oak is all you can taste. There's no real tannic structure.
The finish is really long.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a wine that has Vaseline smeared all over it. It's just kind of hazy and nondescript. And it does taste a little bit like Vaseline.
It has like a watery...
Oh, yeah.
...ness to it.
Yeah, it's like if you want something to be light and fruity and fun, what's the oak all about?
Except
oak chips, I'm sorry. Oak extract, drops of oak, whatever you want to call it.
Depending on what part of the country and what water treatment system you subscribe to get your water from, your water is likely more flavorful than this wine.
Well, I'm assuming
it has more character and depth too.
I think it's very clear to me that this was made in a factory. They purchased grapes from around the world and they pressed a button whenever something came. Oh, now it's time for Spanish wine. And so
and there was no quality control.
Well, it's the same recipe.
Here you go. Oh, the oak button. I got the oak in the corner.
It's like, no, that's what that is. So,
I don't even know that it's a factory. It's like
it's okay, sweatshop.
Yeah,
I mean, it's in the Philippines where they make it. Probably.
Well, except
you know,
yeah,
they probably it's probably made under the table in like Iran where it's illegal. They're just doing it. It's like they're all under punishment of death for making it. Partly because of the laws there, but still because of what they're making. Even if it was legal, it'd still be punishable by death. Yeah.
It is. We probably are going to die. And I would guess that if we are going to die after consuming these wines, this one will have a large percentage of the factor of causing the death.
Oh.
Did you take another drink?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You're both so... adventurous? I don't know if that's
dumb.
The word.
Dumb is the word.
And here's where I am struggling a little bit with my scoring, because there's only a finish.
I mean, it ends, yes. It's also prickly from the acidity.
There's only a finish, so you can't. It's hard to score it because at least it doesn't taste like vinegar. At least it doesn't taste like bubblegum.
There you go.
But I don't know that I would necessarily know it was wine.
I'm still going to go with this is the wine to this point that is most likely to cause our death because there's nothing to this wine, just that big oaky finish, and I think that's to hide one of those chemicals that Agatha Christie had in her novels that you can't taste very good, but it's extremely poisonous.
Scott, this is just all chemicals. I mean, Jesus, man. They run out of actual grape juice. So what they did was they had cans of paint thinner, and so they poured that in there, and then, you know, they soaked one of the dead workers in a bucket for a while. And so then they made it out of that kind of human stew. It's delicious, you know.
Human stew. That's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Becky,
I wrote a book called Human Stew. It was autobiography.
I have to.
I'm done. If you, I don't know why you don't want to take mine.
Oh, I thought you were still enjoying that one.
I have to be honest. I'm not enjoying this, and it's but it's not as much torture as I thought it would be yet.
Yeah. If you did 12, we'd be dead.
I'm curious why Rob reordered the wines because it has gone very much downhill.
Oh, it's looking up though because next is Big Idea Merlot. I'm gonna get Becky gets it first.
In case you were wondering, Becky, what the Merriam-Webster word of the day is, fits well with this exercise and what we're being put through. Hoodwink.
Here you go, Scott.
Oh, do I have to?
Yes, you do.
I haven't done my Wordle for today. Have you, Rob?
No, I have not.
He's waiting for you to do it so he can sneak down on your computer and see what you did put in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other day he got into, Scott and I have talked about this, but just for our listeners, Rob's first word was jocks. Nobody starts Wordle with jocks.
That's what he thinks about all the time.
It suggests that nobody would go from jocks to frock either.
I did.
Yeah, of course you did. Not clock. Frock.
No. Yeah.
Not crock. But frock.
Yeah.
We're questioning his integrity.
1,000%.
Gee, our listeners are not surprised by that.
You had been away from me and you came back and immediately got it.
I was laying in bed next to you.
When you did it, but you had been up.
I hadn't been up.
Yes,
maybe to get your coffee. I left the phone there. So, all your conspiracy theories means nothing. What's that?
So, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, long weekend, every morning, Maggie would get in bed with us and eat those pretzel roll bites or whatever other food she wanted, and we would watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. It was the best, wasn't it?
Well, she would hit me, but other than that.
And then, like, as soon as an episode or what, we watched something, Minnie's Boutique, that was, I don't know,
35-second episode?
Yeah, it was maybe, like, 2 minutes long. And that would be like, you want to watch another one, Maggie? Yeah. You want to watch another one? Yeah. Do you want another pretzel roll? Yeah.
Then I would brush hair in her face, and I'd be like, you can't see nothing. She goes, Daddy! And smacked me really hard. So.
Uh-huh.
And then she had a phone in her hand. She would try to hit me with that. So.
See, she's a smart young lady.
Yeah.
Understands how most women treat you.
Mm-hmm.
And she's obviously a very good judge of character.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, Big Idea Merlot from North Macedonia. Big Idea is an ode to the supple grape that always keeps it mellow with silky tannin, nice acidity, and ripe flavors of plum, raspberry, and cedar.
Oh. What?
Oh, cedar?
Yes.
A wine that tastes of cedar from North Macedonia.
And it's a Merlot.
Really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is a potpourri for another day.
It is.
But Merlot is one of the wines that I would least like to have a bad version of.
Really? See... it's like
fair enough.
I think, you know, if you go on the low end of wines, I mean like the low ends of wines, I mean like
bottom
Shannon Catfish Ridge.
Bottom. Shannon Ridge
isn't
that cheap.
The stuff under $10 that you can find
at the gas station
everywhere. Not even, well, they don't even go to the gas. Well, I guess fish eyes go to the gas station. The bottom shelf at grocery stores.
Oh yes.
I think I would reach for a Merlot over almost anything else.
Yes, really? But you habitually make bad decisions.
No, I just think it's... I just feel like sometimes... See, I guess...
What would be your least likely?
Cab.
Why? Because if you're going to be punished, you might as well just be really punished.
Well, think about our experiences with California Designate.
Yeah.
Cabs. But we haven't found
what about California Designate Merlots? I imagine how bad that would be. That's a bridge too far, my friend.
What would you pick as your least like to have a bad version of?
Least like to have a bad version of would be Merlot. Because it goes really, really wrong.
See,
and often that's what they like to have fuckery with. So,
well,
I like am just anticipating this being one of the worst.
Oh, well, you know, on the nose.
You would pick Pinot over Merlot? On low end shit.
I
feel like if the Pinot's gonna go wrong, it's gonna be sweet.
Yeah.
I feel like Merlot.
But not on low ends.
A Merlot is there's just a lot of bad they can do. I would say Merlot or Grenache are probably the two. Grenache, I feel like you just don't see that often.
No, you don't. Yeah, I agree. But so the thing for me and why I've had I don't want to say good experiences, but not the worst experiences with Merlot and Merlots is. It's always usually at least astringent. It's usually at least dry.
Oh, bullshit. Fish eye Merlot, you jackass.
Wait, that's it? We're going to have an exercise in fish eye
you
Merlot?
You go ahead, fucker.
I'm bringing it. I'm bringing
Are
it.
Are we going to have a fish eye challenge
remember.
Next?
Yep.
Okay.
It's on.
All right.
It'll be like Merlot. I don't even know.
Astringent.
Merlot.
Blackstone cab. Merlot is astringent? No.
Well, it's really just the three, right? You're going to see cab, you're going to see Merlot, and you're going to see Pinot Noir.
I don't know their offerings.
But I mean, on the low end stuff, I mean, those are the three varietals.
Isn't fish eye Australian?
Sometimes.
You'd have Shiraz sometimes.
Yeah, if you, if Fisheye is Australian, you're gonna have some Shiraz. But most okay.
I redact what I said. Shiraz would be what I really wouldn't like.
I can,
let's do this.
I can Google Fisheye wine offerings while we're on the nose.
Look up. It's under browneye.com. You'll find it. It's very nice.
Brown Eye.
Yes, I have that website. Yeah.
Oh, they still have the Are You Over 21 thing.
On Brown Eye? Yeah, they probably do.
Don't look up browneye.com. What the fuck is wrong with you? Big idea, Merlot.
Fishy diet.
I do.
Man, this is the most. I like Scott, where does it smell on the nose? It's you can't miss it. Green pepper, which really suggests this is probably from a place that is not wine developed. North Massachusetts.
It is. They do have a Shiraz, a Merlot, a Cab, and a Pinot Noir.
I don't want any of this.
The Pinot Noir is very surprising to me. I don't know why.
Well, Becky's trying to avoid this. The Big Idea of Merlot has one of the most green peppery nose I've ever smelled since, like, 1997 La Playa. That's from Chile, folks. Oh, like 90s, early 2000s Chilean wines all smelled like this.
We had some bad.
Oh, I got it on my nose.
South American, Argentinian Malbecs that were green peppery.
Well, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, the stuff from South America could be very, very rough. Partly because you had younger vines. There wasn't a lot of investment there. So that's what this smells like.
Let's go in.
Yeah.
Let's get this over with. The nose is bad.
But if you add a ton of sugar, oh my good God, what the fuck is that? That's terrifying. There's residual sugar.
This is not South American.
Well, I know. There's residual sugar up front that they've tried to mask everything else with. So they added some sort of Purple Death additive.
It's not even good as good as Purple Death.
No.
It's not Purple Death because it doesn't have the syrupy, it doesn't have the texture of Purple Death.
This is one of the more clumsier wines I've ever tasted in my entire life.
This is the first time I'm ever going to say this. This wine would be better with Purple Death.
Yeah.
Incredibly better.
It's really bad. I'm going to have some.
This wine is why winemakers use Purple Death.
The
wine
oak,
concentrate, folks.
Yes, the oak is still there, but it doesn't come as a swell. It's more just, it just pops in kind of sharply. And it wants it, and it has a chalky, mealy finish.
As bad as that Conta Grande Grenache
oaking
was, you wish this wine had that.
Uh-huh.
You wish this wine had that awful, over. Actually, it wasn't awful. It was just, there was nothing else there, but it was overpowering everything else. You pray to God if you had to drink this regularly that it would be overpowered by oak.
That's terrible.
I
don't want any more.
I'm afraid to say this, but I do feel like we have our first candidate for the worst wine.
It's I really hated the lightning strike again.
It's scary to say that because you just don't know what else is going to be coming up around the bend. But, you know, just around the river bend. Do you want me to go dump out this bottle? That's why I don't want you to fill our glasses up that much.
We will at the break. After we finish up the varietal specific. We have two more to go. These are both going to be Cabernets. The first being the Sopra Sotto from Italy. Once again, Italy. Offending once again. Scott, could you hand me that fine bottle? Get this shit out of here. Ugh, that is awful. Big Idea Merlot is horrendous.
Our crack research staff has discovered that Cabernet Sauvignon Rubicon, in Italian, translated to English, it's Rubicon, which means within boundaries or crossing a boundaries, within a limit.
What fuck does that mean? I mean, actually, Coppola used to have, I think it was Rubicon Red.
What are we drinking?
The Sopra Sotto. There's a man
number one
on a tightrope on this label.
What? I just want a splash.
Yeah, it's a bounding or a limiting line, especially, this reminds me of Rob, one that when crossed commits a person irrevocably. A Rubicon.
Soprasoto. Here we go.
This looks like a weird Charlie Chaplin.
It does. It does.
Situation.
Soprasoto was named. I'm sorry. It was named to give you a hint of what we want you to eat it with.
What?
I don't know. So do yourself a favor and treat yourself to some aged cheeses, cured meats, or nuts. What?
You said that so peculiarly.
What kind of nuts? Are they salty nuts? Yeah. I one time met a man named Harry.
I do have some good news.
What?
We are halfway through.
True.
Thank God.
All right. On the note. Oh, yeah.
Before we go any further, I would like for you to take a minute and tell me and Scott thank you for enduring this night. We didn't do anything to deserve it. And we've been relatively good sports.
We've been good sports. But stick your nose in that glass. No.
I'm going to go to bed, I think.
You have to fully experience this.
I will once Rob appropriately says thank you.
It smells like the interior of a car that was shut up in like a storage facility for like 35 years. And you just, and there might have been a dead rat
like
in there.
Like one of those cars in Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Does it smell like that, really?
Oh, just
you have to experience
odd chemical.
You haven't said thank you, though.
Thank you.
You have to experience it. Hit it hard.
Nice. I'm too scared.
Hit it hard.
You can't smell through the plastic. I just taste it. That hurts my head.
Yeah, it is like an instant headache. It's There's also like
horrendous.
A under layer of like old lady potpourri.
Yes, old lady perfume potpourri.
Mm-hmm. Like my granny used to have some kind of like
worst thing
powder thing with like a big foofy thing.
Yeah, there's a bit of that.
That's in there.
That is the worst nose I have ever. I think it's that's.
This smells, I think maybe what we're smelling is formaldehyde. Honestly, it feels like.
Formaldehyde's a better smell than
that. Yeah, it is.
It has a little bit of a cadavery.
It does have a bit of a cadavery
smell to it. That's what it is. That's why I'm getting old lady. You're getting old Silence of the Lambs
don't
car.
Don't draw air
you
over this.
You tasted it?
Don't draw air over this. Just taste it. I'll be honest. It's sweeter than an Italian cab should be.
You can't hit yourself in the face. You brought
it's
this
not
upon
that
us.
Bad. No, I'm honest. Just take your sip. Don't pull air over it and just swallow it. It's not that bad.
That's what I told all those guys too. It didn't work out for me.
It's if apple juice went really,
apple.
Really wrong.
It is apple.
Oh my god!
But it's not.
Shut up!
That bad.
Shut up, you man with no integrity. You psychopath!
I'm comparing it to these other.
No, this is not
dribble.
It's like oaked apple juice, which is very peculiar.
God didn't make the little green apples, and it don't rain.
That
I don't think it's as bad as lightning strikes again.
I don't know.
I don't think it's. That bad at all.
As a mosaic nose and palate, that is the worst.
An award winner.
So far.
We've done a lot of noses. I don't know that we've had a cadaver nose yet.
No.
That might be.
That is a cadaver nose. I remember back in high school, you would dissect cats. It's horrendous. And my cat looked like George. And that's what it smelled like. It did. It was an orange cat. A very handsome cat.
Listen,
we named it OJ.
What you and your boys in the neighborhood did does not count as dissection.
I can't do that anymore.
That implies it was scientific and involved.
You all are doing that.
Middle
next?
School teacher.
Yes. Why? This is a fancy show. Come on, spin.
I think Soprasoto is undervalued.
Yeah.
It's like McMahon.
It's an oaked apple juice.
Well, you know, there's a market for that.
We've already
there's
gone.
There's a place for everything. There's a place for us. Even when we take, like, green apple juice soaked.
It's straight up like a little boxed apple juice.
I'm dying.
There's a
Where's the cap for this? Where's the cap? I need to shut it up. Where's the fucking cap? Shut up.
I think it's here.
Give me the cap. Faster.
I can't reach it.
God. Oh, man.
You have to stop saying that. So
some things you just
I said
have
God.
To.
God. I didn't say.
Please. Some things you have to savor.
Stop saying it.
Some things in life you have to savor.
Oh, you're just ridiculous.
He's going to do like a toast tea.
Green apple juice on oak. Actually, that would be kind of interesting. Okay or not.
This must be like what huffing paint feels like. The whole top of my sinuses are just a little bit irritated.
Now you know how our listeners feel.
Well, you know, that's their ears. You're not even using any water. What are you doing? Are you drinking it all?
I drank that.
I used all my water. All of it.
Well, I've been judicious with my water. Well, and actually, I've been drinking it as a rinse.
Oh, man. That's disgusting.
Once you pour the shit out, it's not bad. But we are almost topped off there.
And now.
Well, and now comes Rob's favorite.
It is Great Grizzly Cabernet from Bulgaria.
That's just.
Oh, it actually looks.
I'll tell you what, it's, I think, the first pour that actually looks like a proper red wine.
Stretching.
I am sad.
It's scary
like
that it looks
like. You just
like
got your hopes up. And there's no.
It's from Bulgaria, Scott. There's a bear on the label.
Well, allegedly. From Bulgaria.
It's a, I mean,
does it have a bear on the label? Or
it, of course, it has a bear on the label.
What?
Of course, I don't think that's a given.
It's Grizzly Cabernet, Great Grizzly.
I don't think that's a given from an Advent wine calendar from Bulgaria.
In this box, of course, it's a given.
You know, we have to give some props.
No, oh, fuck you.
We were alleging that the purveyor of this product simply was having a goof on all of us and putting one wine product under all these different labels. These wines all are a wide variety of bad things. I don't know that you can get a better variety of badness in wine than what we've displayed to this point. However, we've got three or four left. Let's see if we can add to it.
Well, Great Grizzly is an elegant expression of Cabernet with bright acidity and ripe cherry and currant aromas.
Okay.
On the nose. Well, it's not as bad as a Soprasoto, but it does smell a bit sweet.
It has
There's almost no nose. This is the most subdued nose, I think, of the lot.
There's an oak in the background.
Or am I just... Or my nose hair is burnt.
Currant, I mean, there is a candied currant. I'm going to call it candied.
I like candy.
And almost a waxiness to it.
I like candy.
Not quite red rope licorice, but down that vein.
Down. What?
You like Soprasoto. It's made you crack at it.
It's just better than some of the others.
Oh, Jesus.
It was. The nose was horrific. The nose was horrific.
There's something right before the finish. Almost like a hiccup. I don't know what I would say that is. Oh, and then there's a soap finish.
It's extremely tannic.
The first wine exhibited any tannins.
Just wait till you get to the soap finish.
I'll take that.
Like an aftertaste. It's a soapy kind of...
Let's be frank.
Aftertaste.
We're using improper terms. Frank. Finish. No. Aftertaste is the correct term for this.
Yeah, but it's...
It is a soap.
It's like...
It's nice. It's the best thing I've had.
Rob, you know about this. It's like when Mama washed your mouth out with soap.
Yeah, yeah.
And you pour water and milk and all that. But that late at night, when you're in bed, you still got that soap.
Well, Becky knows what that tastes like, too, naturally, because she had her mouth washed out with soap. She was a foul-mouthed child.
And you put your face in the pillow, and you say curse words to your mom, and then...
Are you talking about, Scott?
And then in the morning, she picks up the tape recorder, and you get your mouth washed out with soap again because you were cursing into your pillow, and Mom recorded it. You are a bad child.
Scott, I think
only
that...
to become a bad man.
I think that there's
can
some...
Can anyone take a second drink?
Yeah. I can.
I don't mind this.
I don't mind this at all. I really don't.
Do you know how jacked your lives are that you're like, this is fine. It tastes like dish soap. It's fine.
I don't see...
It's a little lean.
And you... But, you know, it's... Getting to that soap aftertaste is... It's not... The tannins. It's the first one we've had that has a proper structure. Oh, God. The purple tongue.
My mouth...
Does mine look like that?
No, I'm just... My mouth has thrown my tongue out.
I tried to drink a lot of water.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like a salt. This is, I think, 30 ounces.
It's just a tart, underripe, slightly tannic Cabernet. It's okay from Bulgaria. It's probably the best thing I've drank so far. Mm. Yeah. It is.
I'll be honest.
It's still bad, but...
I'm going to give some clarity to this. Our quest... To find a California designate,
I know
Cab Sauvignon. Where would this compare to those? It would be absolutely positively in the top 10.
It's better than Liberty
School. This might be in the top 5 because those California designate Cabernet Sauvignons are shit.
I close this up, Scott, so we can have it later.
I'm not going to participate in that.
Want me to vacuum bin? Get a little mini vacuum bin.
Now I don't know that
it's not bad.
It goes to the quality of this or the piss poor quality of California designate Cab Sauvignon.
Watch this. Finish my glass. Chug, 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 chug. That's about it. You can do that. Great Grizzly. You're bad, but you're not terrible bad. Scott and I have drank our entire glasses of Great Grizzly. We're so proud. And with that, folks, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with the final grouping. What the fuck were you thinking, France? Here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, the final grouping are, what were you thinking, France? In this grouping, we have, well, technically they're red blends, but the first one being Volo Red Blend from who the fuck knows where. I don't know where. It's Paydock, though. Isn't that exciting, Scott?
No.
Mediterranean, probably, would be my guess. The next is Tidal Surge Red Blend from Vin de France.
That's a pretty
yes.
label.
Yes, it's like a Matrix thing.
It's kind of like a YOLO. What's a Matrix thing? Volo? No.
No. You mean Volo. I thought
right, when
meant
I said
this
Volo,
one.
I meant Volo.
Oh, Volo. I thought it said love, but that's why it says Volo. And the last one being Soulful Blues.
Volo was like YOLO.
True. Soulful Blues is a Bordeaux.
What's its label look like?
Not French.
Ugh.
A lady singing.
It's like almost offensive.
I hear it's made in Pomerol by Petrus.
Pomeroy?
It's actually a Petrus in a 187. Yes, for $3. Or actually $1.50. So, the first one I have opened is Volo. So, everybody, get your glasses ready. Ooh.
I want, like...
Rebecca, to revisit our scores from the last round. Which was the worst name, in your opinion? The Great Grizzly?
Yeah.
Okay. That's terrible. Here's this guy. Get some Volo. You need some Volo in your life.
I feel like you're a half step away from saying an inappropriate word.
It almost looks like a number rather than a Volo.
How would I... What's inappropriate about Volo? Vulva or something?
Yes.
Oh, vulva. Okay. That is a lady part. I won't say that.
I mean, that's not...
Really? I've got a mannequin. It's all anatomically correct, and I've been studying it. But it's a man, so it's different. But that's okay. I haven't figured it all out yet, though. It's weird. I've been comparing myself to it. Wilfred, I'm missing pieces, Scott.
Wilfred, you are so wrong. You have a lot to figure out.
Well, yes, I know. I do. That's why I got the mannequin. Scott, did you get Rob's text earlier?
I must have missed that one.
Okay, that's fantastic. You'll find out later.
Anyway, so this wine is the perfect balance of fruit, spice, and power. In the glass, lovely aromatics are followed by dark, powerful fruit, leather, earth to finish out the profile. It's fully integrated, Scott. This blend has personality that agrees with everyone, Rebecca.
Second best looking wine in the glass of our exercise here tonight.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Okay, yeah. It
doesn't look bad in the glass.
Looks fine in the glass. Looks like wine.
Looks fine.
A wine product. Wine byproduct. I need a little more than that.
I wasn't
talking to you. Don't be so.
We're drinking Volo.
Volo.
Volo Pace.
Pidoc.
Pidoc.
The word's from.
Mediterranean. It smells like bubblegum.
It's also got.
It's
also got an aromatic-ish thing going on.
Any guesses as to the grape varietal?
Yeah.
I'd say it's a mutt, a big-time mutt. There's probably
there's
Grenache.
A touch of funk.
Yeah, Grenache, Syrah.
Malbec.
I don't think so.
Smelling this, I would say this is the first wine that I could identify as European.
Sure, I agree with that.
That is a high compliment for this. I feel like
we finish off these three wines. I'll be a PN too.
Ready?
What? I got a snore out of that.
Scott, when will you be in the Catskills? It's fantastic. I mean, I hired a hitman, so I need to know when will you be in the Catskills?
Thank you for the warning, Mr. Wrong.
I'm just saying.
Just on the tongue, drawing air over it, there's just a certain harshness that immediately hit the back of my throat.
They're
like,
all been harsh.
Not just immediately on the tongue. I mean, this was like as soon as it hit my tongue, I'm trying to draw air over it like I would with a normal French wine. And there was just this shocking harshness like.
This is, and there's the oaky finish. This is very much like some of the lousy, really cheap French wine stuff that they have at like Trader Joe's. We're talking, you know, like the cheap weirdo, what the fuck is that kind of stuff? That's what this is kind of like. It's a little bit really in a kind of a very simplistic term, harsh. It just has harsh edges.
I think that's what I said.
Did you? It took you a long time to say it.
No, he said it immediately.
I'm going to be a little bit contrary to what you all are saying.
Uh-oh. Hey, Mikey.
I do not like it. I also don't like this style of wine. It's not my thing.
No.
I will say it is not good. I don't want to give anyone the impression of that. It is the first wine that is on its way to becoming something that you would understand as wine. Like, one of the Soprasoto was like oaked apple juice. Like, it was not wine.
Gross.
This is, sure, and similar to a cheap Trader Joe's whatever, but at least we are comparing it to a wine.
Fair enough.
Thank you for...
I agree. Yeah. I really like what you're saying.
Well, thank you. And I don't want anyone to mishear me that I would recommend it. I'm just saying.
There are a lot of thank him. Throw a piece of meat at him.
It is the first thing that we have compared to wine.
It's
not good wine.
It's similar to those TJ wines.
Right.
It's this
thing
that would be better if they didn't oak it. Because the true problem with this wine is it's just this...
Oh, yeah.
Yucky oak. And it there's just, a lot worse
oaks. And
you oaks.
Can tell its country of origin, which is
impressive.
Except for the oak, which sticks out like a sore thumb, because that's there's so many times that this big lump of oak, they press the oak button on the machine, it doesn't fit with the profile of whatever kind of grape-ish thing that you're making it with.
Do you think, like, almost in my mind, when we, I mean, this is not a good name, but when you're at a fountain drink and you make a suicide and you're like, using, I think they call it swamp juice now is what Henry calls it, swamp juice.
That's offensive,
And they, you know, you just use everything. I feel like this is what this is. They have all these different buttons. They have like oak, they have vinegar, they have whatever. And they're just like, then.
But I would agree with that, except for they do that, but there's a separate one for oak. And every single one of them gets oaked. And not all these things are oaked oak wines. A lot of the stuff on the Med are concrete vats. They are stainless steel. I mean, that one, what one was it? The Conte Grande had no fucking business having oak on it.
Right.
If I mean, I gave it a 2.5. And by the way, all of our scores are relative to the rest of the wine. So don't try to, like, you know, extrapolate this up to the 100-point scale. No, no, no. In this like, micro environment, that's where these scores are. So, but it just completely trashes anything that might have been positive. The only wine I thought that actually balanced out whatever oak they had was the Great Grizzly.
Yeah.
Probably because it was a kind of a tannic, shitty cab, and it kind of tasted like something that would come from Bulgaria.
I mean,
actually, the Big Idea Merlot is terrible, but it tasted like something that would be made in North Macedonia, too.
Well, and I think going back to the very first one, the Hipster Hayden, although we all said it kind of had bad oak, but it wasn't that bad oak, and it was kind of a balanced thing. It had a couple flaws, per se, but the oak king was relatively not that bad.
Yeah, it's just a lot of these wines are kind of sabotaged almost by the oaking. And not to say that they're going to be good otherwise, but they'd be better for the consumer that would be the dipshit that would buy a wine winter box, you know, advent calendar thing. That's why they have them for $2 for $3.
I do think this one had a wine that could be okay-ish.
Yeah, but they stiffed on the, they keep stacking better on their dick is what it amounts to. So
suggest the same thing.
That's true. It's true. That's a technical term, Becky.
It's hard to score it.
You don't have to give a very high score.
I didn't say that. I said it's difficult for me to score.
Yes, true.
When you don't like it, but you can tell it's wine, what kind of score does that merit?
In this little micro environment, that gives it a 9. Well, I'll clean your glass, too.
Choppy, choppy.
Slappy, slappy. There we go. You get less water this time. Two wines left, folks. Two wines.
I have a terrible headache.
Well, you've been smelling things too closely. This is the...
It's what it was the one that, like, burnt our noses lightning. That it's basically...
Was it the lightning?
Lightning. It started then. And that was, like, the beginning.
It was harsh. Yeah, there's a couple that really just hit the sinuses and just really fucked you up. That's why I took a... Because there are histamines in wines that can cause allergic reactions. So I took a Zyrtec. I actually feel a lot better now that it's getting in my system. Tidal Surge Red Blend Vin de France. So it's a wine from France.
You said Tidal Surge.
Tidal Surge. You can't hear anything. Anyway, so I'm just going to pour some of this wine in there. And I want everybody to guess what grapes they think are in here.
Did you hang up the clothes on our bed earlier?
Sure did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he went all in. A full 3-ounce pour. 2.5.
This is a French red blend.
It is.
You're saving the Bordeaux for last.
Which is relatively dumb because they're all red blends. Mm-hmm. Typically.
Yeah, typically.
The France.
Well, they...
What does Title Search say?
They said, we source grapes that together bring fruit, texture, and complexity to the table. I'm shocked. You source them? Some are soft, some are powerful.
Use of the word.
But one thing is for sure, they're better together. This is a true gem. And a perfect example how we do wine in France. We value tradition as much as we do science, and we can't have a meal without a glass of easygoing red as we make out with our cousin.
What?
I don't know why they wrote that.
Stop it.
It's odd.
So, make out with our cousin.
By the way, folks, there's videos for all these too. It's on YouTube.
Of the cousins making out?
What
yes.
does the label look like? It's the one that's like kind of kaleidoscopy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that.
Speaking of, if you watch that show on Netflix, Kaleidoscope.
I have not.
It's each episode's a different color, and people watch it in different. I think it is. I think maybe a crime's been committed. I don't really know.
Oh.
But some people. You don't really watch it in order. I don't know. I don't super understand. It's supposed to be kind of artsy.
You haven't seen it yet.
Mm-mm. They were talking about it at my work.
Well, this wine smells like
Volo.
Sounds
like a show that you microdose to watch.
Oh.
Maybe full dose. Who knows?
It smells like Volo.
YOLO.
Fairly dark in the glass.
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, in terms of demonstrating glass, it has wonderful legs. It's one of the best lookers in the glass and performance in the glass that there is.
12% ABV.
Let me clear my throat.
It does have muddled hubba bubba and menthol and some cherry notes.
You know, hubba bubba on the nose is not always a bad thing.
But it doesn't help.
Well.
Just cherry hubba bubba.
Just saying.
Strawberry. Cherry. Red fruits.
Tidal surge, that means it's burgundy, not. It's in terms of the noses of the nine we've had so far, this is probably the most appealing.
It's actually.
Yeah. Which is scary because we are also let down a lot.
Well, also we've had all these bad things up our schnozzes that it's like. Can we trust That's our own true. Judgment? Is it this, like our noses fried?
This tastes like a slightly more simplistic version of Volo. But a cheap Trader Joe's red blend from France. A table wine of certain sense that is very acidic, slightly green, not very good. Dry, though.
Here's another statement that I am saying boldly. I think that this could be French oaked.
Well, I would say that's what it is.
I don't know if there's any barrels involved, but...
I didn't say that. I said, I think that this is French oaked.
An emulation of French oak? Or?
Oh, stop.
All I'm saying is...
You're provoking.
I think that they used... In some, the oaking has an origin of France.
I think you should suggest, as I did earlier tonight, that he goes plays with a knife and cut himself again.
This might have been through like some kind of like French oak canoe that had been like
okay. a canoe
used
badminton racket.
Right, it could be. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going any further than the. I think this has an oaking of French origin.
One of the winemakers had a wooden leg and he stuck his...
Right.
You know.
A peg leg.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I knew it was going to be that kind of party, I'd have stuck my wooden leg into mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I... could be like a wagon. I don't know.
It's like Pinocchio's dick.
Rob.
Well, he was wooden, wasn't he?
So, it was his nose.
Anyway.
Well, actually, everything
his
was
dick
would
have been wooden.
Anyways, I...
He was more mature. He was just a boy.
You don't have to take it in a dark place.
Oh, says the man who brings up Pinocchio's dick.
That's right. Adult Pinocchio.
It's muted. It has some tannins, and it has some French oaking. This is the first wine in a little bit that I've taken more than a drink of.
That's a good point.
I do feel like I'm going to throw up a little bit, but I don't think it's because of this drink. I think it's just all of it in my stomach.
As the song said...
You got to get to your stomach? I threw up when I went up there. Just to,
as the song said, let me clear my throat after I throw up in my mouth.
Yeah.
It doesn't what really else say is that, in there does
besides?
It?
Besides.
I think there's a lot of. It actually tastes as if there's a lot of Merlot, maybe a Merlot Syrah blend, which
whoa,
is unusual.
So you think there's some wine in there?
Well, it's astringent. So there's astringent.
So there's wine. We're comparing it to wine as well.
We are.
I think we've had several that we can compare to actual wine.
This is only
the okay, not several.
Not the Soprasoto.
That would well, be a
you
couple.
You were. There was some perestroika on your scores.
To me, this is the best one we've had.
Okay. I mean, that's,
oh, okay.
I mean, that's fine. I
can you buy me some on wine.com?
I can buy you a lot of half bottles or mini bottles at the Kroger. I got to dig through them, for them. I got to find them. There's also things like Rooster's Rule. That's a Italian Merlot. I passed on that. That's about the only red, though, I passed on. And then on to the... last one, folks. This is the last wine.
It's the last one, but it's the first one.
This is Soulful Blues.
Somebody cheated and had one of these bottles, and it might be this one.
I did. I didn't have the bottle. I just tried to drink it, and it was difficult. It was.
Well, your life's difficult.
It was very difficult.
Easy. Oh, hey, whoa.
This is a full flavored wine here.
Dare you?
You need it a lot.
Actually, this is the darkest, densest wine of the group. By far.
It is. Soulful Blues, it is listed as a Bordeaux. I am sure probably from one of the finer, you know, Bordeaux. Well, actually, probably not.
Describe the label.
It's a lady singing into a mic. Old school mic.
Which I would go for the label. But if it were in New Orleans. Why did they name it Soulful Blues Bordeaux Blend?
I don't know.
You want to fancy up a bottle of wine to sell it with a jazz singer, it's fine, but you don't call a Bordeaux blend, it's Bordeaux, period, Soulful Blues. It's just dumb.
Well, Soulful Blues aims to prove this point by with integrated tannin, soft structure, and mellow flavors of blackberry, red currant, leather, and cigar. A cigar. A soft lit cigar, probably.
So you know, you got... No, they're suggesting that there's Syrah in there.
There shouldn't be Syrah in there.
There's Syrah, Grenache in there.
There shouldn't be. It's Bordeaux.
It's a single varietal.
Yeah.
Didn't say that.
Well, you just said it's a Bordeaux.
Bordeaux.
This is an electric neon pink color.
Huh?
What?
It's neon pink on the edge.
Are you hallucinating?
No.
This is the darkest one we've had.
It's pink. It might be the darkest.
It's got translucent edge for sure.
It's pink.
You know, it's got a watery edge.
An extreme watery edge.
Yeah. The fuck they all have. No, this one actually does have an extreme water edge. But when you just look through the glass.
Scott's got a lot more in his glass, distance. Though.
Oh, that's true.
I have at least.
I don't think so. I think Rebecca has less than you, sir.
Yeah.
And the nose smells.
Oh yeah, I forgot we have to smell.
Smells like an amalgamation of bubble gum, menthol, and greenery, like peppers.
Yeah, the greenery's bad. I don't even get. What was the one that had the bubble gum nose that we liked, Rob? It was Great Grizzly, wasn't it?
Lightning Strikes Again had a bubble gum nose.
Bubble gum has happened a lot.
Oh, that.
It's not always a bad precursor.
And I to it the doesn't listeners, help. If you've
it's
not
warning.
Had
it's danger.
A bubblegum green pepper combo nose.
Yeah. If you've never had that, keep it.
If you're going through the drive-thru at Sonic, hey, you're bonus. You know they're throwing in some dessert.
Yeah, it'd be like and a jalapeno green peppers on your sandwich while eating a piece of bubble yum.
All that and a bag of chips. Mm-hmm. It's nice. Okay, let's go in.
It's as disturbing as you would imagine.
Yes. You know, when you're bringing wine across your palate, you're drawing in air and whatnot, and you have that creamy structure with nice fruits in the front palate, this doesn't have any of that. What it has is a chalkiness. It has lean green pepper elements.
Mm, I didn't get green pepper on the palate.
Well, that's your fault. It's slightly salty. And
the other
stocky.
I did not get green pepper on the palate.
When you've ever inhaled smoke and breathed it out.
That too.
This has that.
Yeah.
But doesn't it?
But sometimes smoke can have a little bit of that alluringness to it. This
yeah,
lacks this lacks the enjoyment part of smoke
this
inhalation.
This would have more, yeah. This would be more like you were in a house fire.
No, if you were in an industrial fire, that's smoke.
Yeah. I'm going to take it to another level.
It doesn't leave you satisfied.
It's not cigarette smoke. It's not house fire smoke.
It's not cigar smoke.
Somebody dared you. No. Ashtray, except it's your... In the bar, you pick up your beer, and it's the beer that people put cigarette butts in.
No, I'd say it's more like
more like a
road flare. Yeah. Oh, and it finishes with a bit of a tire edge to it. That's lovely. So nice. Well done.
I think it's like more. Could we go to exhaust?
Yeah, it does have a bit
car
of a
exhaust.
A petrol. It tastes like pollutants.
If you drank much of this, you probably would want to inhale car exhaust. Car garage. Car
with the door
fumes,
shut.
Door shut.
Tape up the windows.
Doors locked.
Okay,
rubber
okay,
hose.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe took a two and all just to get you halfway there.
That could be. I mean, yeah, you just slip off into, you know, bliss.
Yeah, you know.
But this isn't. You don't include this in that because that wouldn't be pleasurable.
Well, if you.
What was he doing in his last moments? He was drinking Sulfur Blues. Oh, my God.
He was revving the gas when he was trying to build up the carbon monoxide. No, don't make me drink water.
But he only had a 4-cylinder, damn it. So I just didn't have enough.
Oh. He couldn't finish himself off because he threw a rod.
Yeah. Oh. What are you talking about? Okay.
Yeah, it's not, like a Far Side.
It's a really bad wine. Yeah, Soulful Blues. First
it's
of all,
actually not even close to the worst we've had tonight.
It's not, but that's such
it's
a low bar. That's
not
a
even
Sopra Soto.
Close to the worst.
It's not Sopra Soto bad, but it's a clumsy. Once again, clumsy is the term. Stupid wine, and
I think it's the first time we've used the word clumsy.
No, I've used it a couple times. I rarely use it, but I've used it at least twice. You'd think with 13% alcohol, this would be a stronger wine, but. Well, I'm putting down my score.
What's By far, in this category, my worst name is Soulful Blues. I just hate that name.
That's
for
a stupid name. It's a stupid label.
Title Surge is not a great name either, but Soulful Blues in a Bordeaux, meh.
Volo is the best name.
Well, folks. Rebecca, what's your worst name in this category? Title Surge, Soulful Blues, or Volo?
It's hard for me because I saw the label on Soulful Blues.
No, it's a label included, I guess.
You can include that in your hatred.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Then that's it.
So, folks, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and give out the we're going to say who won. Here. Well, gosh, I'm never on this right. There we go. Let me try this again. Here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, the end results of all of our labors, this long show. So, we had three different categories. We had the red blends, mind you. We had the varietal specifics. And then we had, what were you thinking, France. So, from a category standpoint, we're not going to give those scores until the very end here. But
from a category standpoint.
The red
Think
blend.
Think of it as the Oscars.
Yes.
And I hand the envelope to myself.
Oh, God.
And the category is red blends.
I had already audited Scott's addition, and it was wrong half the time, but go ahead.
No, you did not.
I did, too. So, the actual category, the actual contestants were Hipster Hayden, there was Viabachi, and also Lightning Strikes Again. A very strong field. And the winner of that grouping was
Hipster Hayden.
My only note on that was not bad.
Yeah. I said bird on the label, which that's always strike an animal on the right. label. It was, we said, kind of palatable, sour with bad oak. And in a subcategory for worst nomenclature, the winner in red blends was
Hipster Hayden.
Hipster Hayden.
It's true.
We're it's a dual winner.
Or loser. Depends how you look at it.
So then we move on to...
I wish you hadn't poured all of it out so that I could try it again and see, you know, I don't know, a sample of it.
No, you don't want to be...
Now you want to go back into more?
I mean, overall tonight...
Do you know he's going to remember that you said that? And he's going to...
You don't want that.
14
no.
drops of wine. Tonight,
you don't want that.
You're thirsty?
No.
No, I'm just saying I don't know that I actually sipped any wine this evening. I think I had like a drop.
You're feeling unworthy and you want to punish yourself?
Right.
But Rob is going to quote you. He's going to say, yeah, but when we did the international wine experience, you said, I wish you hadn't poured it out because I want some more.
That's right. So on to the varietal specifics, which is a stretch.
I wish you hadn't said that.
The contestants were Sopra Soto Cabernet.
Varietal specific.
Yes. Conte Grande, Great Grizzly Cabernet, and Big Idea Merlot. The winner of that grouping was...
You left one out.
I said four, and there were four.
Sopra Soto.
That was the first one I said. That's why Scott's...
I thought you said Conte Grande.
Wait, hold on, City and Sopra Soto.
Conte Grande, Great Grizzly, and Big Idea Merlot from North Macedonia. The winner of that grouping
I think
was...
I have to say Big Idea Merlot.
I don't.
And the Academy winner is... Great Grizzly.
It was the winner of that
specific.
Group. Yes. What? Yes, because Scott and I both gave it in the fours. And then the last
Listeners, I gave it a one, and I know you trust my judgment.
Don't. You'd think that she would give a better score to that scene that's closer to her motherland. So on to France?
It actually wasn't bad. It wasn't the best we did
No,
tonight,
it wasn't
but
bad.
At the time we tasted it, I thought it was the best.
Well, the contestants...
I would have rather had the oaked apple juice.
Oh, that's just dumb. That's dumb. That's just
You did
dumb.
Score it higher than
the Sopra Soto? No.
Yeah.
That was Robert's lowest score.
That was... yes, it was.
It wasn't my lowest.
I hated Sopra Soto.
Big Idea Merlot was my lowest.
You went low.
Big Idea Merlot did quite well. Okay. What were you thinking, France? Tidal Surge, Soulful Blues Bordeaux, or Volo Red Blend? Oh, sorry, I threw up in my mouth. The winner of this grouping was...
And the Academy Awards, the Oscar, too. Tidal Surge.
Tidal Surge Red Blend.
Which also was the highest score in the evening.
Yeah. What
Scott,
did you
just no. We were going to get to that. So your top 10 of overall.
Wait. The subcategory of what the fuck were you thinking, France, for worst name?
Soulful Blues.
Soulful Blues.
Yes.
A Bordeaux should never be named Soulful Blues.
So the rankings of all the wines. The worst wine we had tonight by scores was Big Idea Merlot from North Macedonia. Congratulations, North Macedonia. You have the worst of the worst. Second worst was Lightning Strikes Again from Portugal, an average score of 1.33 out of 5. By the way,
a nose over.
Of Big Idea Merlot, which was 1. It had a score of fucking 1.
Let's talk about the next one.
Oh, the next one was Sopra Soto Cabernet. It's the next worst with an average score of 1.42. Congratulations, Sopra Soto. You're not the worst. Then next was Soulful Blues Bordeaux. They had an average score of 2.3. Not a great score, but hey, be proud. Then Conte Grande. They had an average score of 2.33. Really lousy wine. Really, really bad wine, but still mid-pack in this group. Next, we had the Via Bacci with an average score of 2.6. It only got a 2.6. For some reason, I gave it a 3.8, and I don't remember it being that good, but that's okay. Via Bacci is in the top half of this group of shit. Next, I think it's ranked a little bit low. It should be better than number three, but still, the Great Grizzly. With number four, the composite score of 3.08. Sitting at fourth place. Third place, overscored heavily by the Triple B, was Hipster Hayden Red Blend from...
You scored it a 3.5.
I know, it's 3.5, yeah. Way too high score. Canadian scoring by the Triple B. From Italy, Hipster Hayden Red Blend. Number two...
Stupidest name.
Yes.
A long shot.
Number two... Volo Red Blend from Pédoc in France, a 3.63. But the winner of the Winter Box Wine Challenge of plastic bottle fucking...
The Wine Vault International Wine Challenge of 2023.
Yes. Title search.
Old wine.
Surge. You said it again. Surge.
What did I say? Surge.
You said search.
I said surge.
It said title search.
Oh, Lord. Listeners, just laugh along with us.
Anyway.
Title like a wave.
With an amazing...
Tidal wave surge.
With an amazing score of 4.22. Wow. Title surge. Excellent job.
By the way, there was...
You tasted like wine.
Great correspondence. Both Rebecca and I had that. Title surge is our highest score. Rob had only one wine scored higher by a tenth of a point.
That would be Great Grizzly.
No, that's false. Actually, your highest was Great Grizzly.
Your highest was Great Grizzly.
Mine would have been Great Grizzly.
Mine. You all did a bad job.
No. Great Grizzly is my second. I agreed with Rob. But I like Title Surge better.
You are welcome for actually doing the work and being honest and not being bought off by Great Grizzly.
Yeah, that Bulgarian money. They paid me in Bulgarian, you motherfuckers.
Once
name,
again.
Image, and likeness. Yeah. You know, we're making big bucks.
That's fantastic. So, folks, there you go. That is the Winter Wine Box Challenge International Wine Competition Rodeo Clown. Fantastic shit. I don't even know why I said Rodeo Clown. Maybe it's because I'm hallucinating. So this has been the longest Wine Vault episode in the history of the world, but nevertheless.
This is Paolo from Bulgaria. We love the Wine Vault.
For Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B,
Paolo, first long-time listener, first-time caller.
Don't think. We are going to bid you adieu, but see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.